This is Fiona Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 22nd of June. Yesterday, we held one of our key issue workshops on the subject of aviation and airports and their responsibilities to local community, looking specifically at consultation and engagement. And I have to tell you that it produced a very mixed picture. It's important because, as everybody knows, later on this summer, the government expects to launch a major consultation on the future of airports. And you only have to open the newspapers to see that the controversy is already raging as the impact of the coalition government's decision to scrap any expansion in Heathrow is beginning to cause concern amongst parts of the industry. And also, we see from our newspapers that Boris Johnson, almost on a weekly basis now, is pushing his own idea for what is called Boris Island, for an estuary airport. Indeed, earlier this week, he was advocating further expansion of Stansted, which would cause some concern in that particular area. And two or three things in particular struck me yesterday. One of them, of course, is how ineffectual has been the process for master planning for airports. Now, it was never a statutory obligation to produce a master plan, but you'd have thought, with all this emphasis on economic growth and with the aviation industry being one of the comparatively few bankers for growth going forward over the next 20 or 30 years, that local authorities and particularly local enterprise partnerships would have been begging them to produce macro, wide-angle plans for their areas that enabled somebody to be able to take a grip on this. That doesn't seem to have worked very well at all. We also heard how noise action plans, a very different kind of consultation, have kind of languished in the Ministry of Transport with these plans unconfirmed. This is a European requirement, and you get the impression that they're not being taken very seriously. I wonder how consultees who've taken part in dialogues with local airports feel about having had their views taken into account and then nothing seems to have happened. On the more positive side, you do get the impression that some of the smaller airports are probably getting it more right than the larger airports. Very heartened to hear that consultative committee frameworks are working quite well in areas like Cornwall. We heard about New Quay Airport. Particularly impressed with a private airport in Cambridge that has got very ambitious plans, and they seem to have sussed how important local consultation is. We're also hearing about Manston in Kent and Farnborough. And maybe what has actually happened is that it is only the really, really small airports with ambition that have recognised how important it is to carry local communities with them, in common with many other parts of our infrastructure, the ability of larger organisations really to mobilise support as opposed to antagonise NIMBY's kinds of opposition seems to be hard to find. Now, I think it's important this industry gets its act together. Parts of what we heard yesterday had a flavour of Heath Robinson about them, rather ramshackle consultation arrangements. And if this industry is to succeed, indeed, if it's going to overcome failures of strategy, failures of process, and definitely failures of politics, then I think it needs to get its act together rather rapidly. The window of opportunity is not that long. So if anybody wants to find out more about our work on consultation in the aviation and airports industry, I'm sure if you contact the Institute, we'll be only too happy to provide some further information. So it's Fiona Jones with the Consultation Institute on the 22nd of June.